then there would be a very regimented, because the ward manager that was on the ward was an ex-army gentleman, handlebar moustache, and he was very regimented about how he went about things. And so you could not touch a plate without him telling you who it was for, and then you would take it from that. So there would be a kitchen with a hatch through to the day room. You'd open up the hatch, and he would be there in all his charge nurse glory, and he would say, "Judy Kendall, come and get so and so's dinner," and you, oh, breakfast, and off you take it. Some people needed feeding. I don't think it was done in any sort of, it wasn't done in any way that we would like to think that we do that now. It was very much shoveling it in as quickly as possible. I heard stories, although never saw it, of food being, so your dinner and your pudding being put in a bowl with your tea and all mixed together. I never actually saw that happen, but I heard stories about that. So it could be myth, but it would have been before my time. But still not done in any sort of dignified way.